Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah in the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha Sura, is a pretty busy Parsha. There's one section I would like to focus on, and that is a section of the Torah called Ir Hanidachas, and that is a tragic situation where an entire city falls prey to idolatry. There are a lot of conditions and details as to the exact qualification of an Ir Hanidachas and what makes it a full-fledged Ir Hanidachas, but the long and short is that an entire city, or most of the residents of the city, are seduced to worship idols. And in such a case, there are special rules and regulations as to how the inhabitants of the city are to be dealt with, and what happens to the city. And basically, the inhabitants of the city who are guilty are to be killed. They are killed through a process, different process of execution than a normal idolater. And the entire city and everything in it has to be burned down. And the Torah concludes this narrative and its instructions for such a terrible situation and says that after all these things are carried out, Hashem will give you mercy. And the question is, what exactly does that mean, that Hashem will give you mercy? The simple understanding is that after such a terrible debacle, Hashem will, if the rules and regulations of the Torah are followed, Hashem will be merciful upon the Jewish people, despite the terrible events and acts which took place. However, there are some commentators who see a deeper message over here. They explain that it's possible, after wiping out an entire city of people, that those who were tasked with carrying out the execution may become desensitized to human life, because they've just killed a lot of people. Now, the Torah says that it has to be done, but we are human, and humans are affected by their actions and by their environment and surroundings, and it's possible for those people who were tasked by Beis Din, by the Jewish court, by the Sanhedrin, to carry out the execution, and perhaps others as well who were part of the whole process, to become desensitized to the value of human life because of what they've had to do. And so the Torah assures us that Hashem will give us mercy. In other words, Hashem promises that those who were involved will not lose their sensitivity and their sense of mercy and of compassion towards other humans. Rather, Hashem will give them mercy. Hashem will give them that sense of mercy, that feeling of mercy, even when they have to go through this. This is a very important idea that we have to understand in the Torah, that even though there are situations where the Torah mandates corporal punishment, capital punishment, sometimes wiping out an entire nation, such as Amalek, for reasons that are beyond the scope of this conversation today, but it's important that we not fall prey to the attitude that can grow out of these kinds of situations, that one can become cruel because he's involved in an action which inherently is cruel. The taking of human life, or the infliction of pain upon other people, it's possible for a person to become desensitized. And so the Torah here is giving us a lesson that we need to put an effort to maintain our sensitivity, even when we're forced to engage in less than ideal situations, which require some degree of cruelty and lack of sensitivity. And it might be something as severe as this. It might be something as simple as chastising or rebuking a friend or a child or something like that, where inherently what's going on is cruel, is not pleasant, is hurting someone else physically, emotionally, but sometimes it has to be done. And it's very important for us to do our best to maintain our sensitivity even when we have to be involved in this kind of behavior. I want to wade into a very sensitive subject that is on the front burner of America right now, and that is the subject of abortion, termination of pregnancy. Obviously a massive subject from a Torah standpoint. I want to make one point in this context. The Torah view of abortion is a lot more nuanced than either side of the conversation. But the long and short of it is that, in general, abortion is problematic and cannot be done. There are certain very extenuating circumstances where abortion is permitted, certainly if the mother's life is in danger. There are some halachic authorities who permit it in other circumstances, depending on where the pregnancy is up to and what the circumstances are. It's well beyond the scope of this conversation, but suffice it to say that it is not a one-size-fits-all ruling. The question is that how do we view the views in America and the different extremes that we experience over here in terms of this question? So the answer is that while I just mentioned that we do not take the position that it is forbidden under all circumstances, and in fact there may even be circumstances where there's not actual direct physical threat to life where it may be permitted as well, possibly, under very extenuating circumstances, at the same time, there is an attitude in America among those who want to allow termination of pregnancy, that it's a woman's right to choose, and she can just end the pregnancy because it's her body, and she can do so. That is very far away from the Torah view of things. The Torah view is that there is a life. Question is exactly to what degree this is considered a life. That is part of the conversation. But it is a life, a human life, certainly of some degree. And while there may be circumstances that permit it, however, we're talking about a human life over here. How can we just go ahead and end a life? That sensitivity gets lost in the conversation of a woman's right to choose, of it's my body, and so on and so forth. We have to keep in mind that even under circumstances where it may be permitted. So the message I'd like to share in this context is that the Torah view is that, yes, there may be situations where terminating a pregnancy is permitted, but it needs to be done with sensitivity. Hashem will give you mercy. It needs to be done with mercy. It needs to be done with the understanding that there's a life over here that's being ended. And while there may be other factors, such as the mother's health and so on, that have to be taken into account, but this is a less than ideal situation. We'd rather not be doing this. And it is only because of very extenuating circumstances that this needs to happen. We have to maintain that sensitivity, that sense of mercy, when we delve into this subject. That is the Torah view in a nutshell. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.